I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Imagine being forced from your home with nothing but the clothes on your back. Well, that's the life of a refugee, and there are nearly 60 million in the world, more than any other time in history. Mark Gaither of Global Aid Network, or GAIN USA, says they're asking for your help to make summer survival kits. Why? It's the gospel in action.
When we help people in other parts of the world, it says something very powerful to them, and it says that this belief that we have in Jesus is not just words. We are followers of God who cares about people.
Time's running out for college kids. Registration is open for Urbana 15, but the early bird specials are done. Urbana is InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's triannual student missions conference. Thousands of global-minded students from across the U.S. will spend 5 days in Missouri this December learning how they can change the world for Christ. Will you be one of them? Learn more and get the links to sign up through our website at missionnews.org. And did you know there are over 400 different sign languages worldwide with less than 1% that have a complete translation of the Bible? The Deaf Bible Society began addressing that problem in 2013. J.R. Bucklew of the Deaf Bible Society says they want to have translation projects started for over 75% of the deaf population by 2025.
Right now we see about 34 sign language projects going on in the world, and we've identified 10 languages that if we could start projects in those 10 people groups, that these 44 languages that are ongoing right now, these translation projects, could represent about 80% of the world's deaf population.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blasts for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.